Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 540 of the show. We appreciate you tuning in. We especially appreciate you if you're checking us out on YouTube. It's a new thing for us. This is the third YouTube episode, and it's pretty fucking exciting. I think it's gone well. If you would like to reach out, please do so via the voicemail. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. Leave us a voicemail. We love hearing from you. Additionally, you can send us an email. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. We love to get stuff from you there. And finally, we would love it if you would contribute to our bonus content. If you subscribe and you support us, it's $5 a month. Click the link in the show notes. And then once we're done here, Ed and I do an entire second show just for the people that listen. And so last week, one of the big topics, and it'll be a topic again in a minute, is the Boeing Starliner. And so if you're not caught up, that's because you're not subscribed. So click the link in the show notes, sign up there, and then you get all the extra, the bonus audio version of the podcast. Oh, that's one more thing. Before we get into it, that's my glasses that I knocked. How do people, because we talked about this last week, for the Red Circle subscribers, I break the show into two. So all this that we do on YouTube, and there's an audio version of this because most people just listen to audio anyway. And then additionally, there's a second bonus show just for the Red Circle subscribers. So the Red Circle subscribers get both. Would you guys rather have it just be one show? Would you rather just have one long audio file in your podcast app? Is that easier? Because some people are not super tech savvy. And by tech savvy, I just mean able to navigate the world like a normal human being. Like, it's just, you just got to just click the name of the show to see all the shows that are available. But I don't know. People are having problems. Let me know. You could tweet me, whatever. Send me an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. How do you want the show? It's your guys' show. You're paying for the bonus content. So however the supporters would like it, that's how I'll do it. That's how I'll make it. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. I can't really say I have anything to talk about aside from the show. I've been thinking a lot about Suni and Butch. That's kind of all I've been thinking about.
So if you were not with us last week, quick recap. There's a couple American astronauts. Their names are Suni and Butch, and they're stranded in space. They were supposed to be there for 8 days. Now it looks like they're going to be there for 6 months because
for a week.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. If I go on a trip,
like astronaut laundry.
Yes. Yeah. If I go on a trip and it's like, oh man, I brought enough t-shirts for the amount of days I have. And I end up wearing two t-shirts in one day. And then it's like, you got to make a deal with yourself where you go, well, am I going to wear a dirty t-shirt? And not dirty, but it feels different. Not as crisp.
A used one. That's if you're flying, you're like, all right, well, I'll put that one on the plane.
I struggle with that because would I rather have a crisp t-shirt? Cause you always feel disgusting. You could fly 45 minutes and you need a shower. It feels disgusting to be on a plane.
It just feels gross. It feels like you're just sitting in soiled seats and eh.
Yeah. That's why I have tremendous sympathy for our dear friend, Dawn, the flight attendant who has the hardest job in the airline industry, because she's got to be on planes all fucking day, every day. You know, you're up in a plane. It's disgusting.
Seeing
you feel
lots
gross.
Of people's habits. Everyone's just, habits.
Oh, they're taking their shoes
with,
off, Ed.
With the habits, seeing their feet. Yeah. Some people putting their feet on the windows.
Yeah.
Animals. Taking,
people will throw that foot up. You'll be like, and you'll go,
yeah.
It's fucking goddamn foot on my footrest. Somebody's foot is back here. My fucking foot, you know, or my armrest. Get the fuck out of here. So, yeah. So they're supposed to be there for 8 days. Now, because it's a Boeing product that got them there. And by the way. Right. Putin could go get him. And I think he's offered. He's like, hey, you need me. You, guys, humanitarian mission. Yes. You know, like, look, I may be the bad guy, but I could be the good guy for a day. But we're like, nah, we'll figure it out. So, and we're like, well, and it's a male and Butch and Sunni, right? They're stuck up there. And Ed and I figured, you know, look, they both have needs.
You can curb an urge for a week.
Right. 6 months? 6 months?
Well, we talked about it. There's never been a celibate Butch.
No. No. A Butch has needs.
A Butch has needs. You're getting after it.
Yeah. I would argue a Sunni is typically Sunni. Very randy. You know, mm-hmm. a Butch mm-hmm. and a Sunni, you put them together.
Right.
They can only resist it for so long. Eventually, the sparks is going to fly. Yeah, there's going to be flying sparks.
There. You're fishing with Absolutely. Dynamite. There's just two supercharged sexual yes. beings.
Also?
In a capsule.
Also, what are they, Ed? They're fucking type A. Probably, they're scientists, they're naval aviators, like they're everything you can be. It's only the best of the best that we fucking send to space.
Yeah, and you got to be in good shape.
Good shape, fit. That means your testosterone's up. You're making a lot of cum. You know, it's you know, and whatever right. ladies make, they're making a lot of that. Yep. and there's, you know, there's probably very little privacy. So it's not like, and you know, what happens to ejaculate in space? Does it turn into a little ball like the orange juice? Like a little, there's like a little circle floats up.
I mean, most of what I know is from the movie Apollo 13. Yes, but yeah, there were like balls that are floating around.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, obelisks. Yes. So things have apparently gotten a little more precarious for Sunni and Butch. And well, I'll just play a little news story. Here you go.
Strange noise coming through the speaker. And I didn't know if you could connect into the Starliner and let me keep my eyes on here. I don't know what's making it, but I don't know if it's something that maybe is connected between here and there, making that happen. But anyway, can you do that?
We can configure that, Butch. Give us a minute, and I'll call you back when it's ready.
That's the ship.
All right, that's Butch, that one came through. It was kind of like a pulsing noise, almost like a sonar ping.
I'll do it one more time, and I'll let y'all scratch your head to see if you can figure out what's going on.
Scratch your head?
We got two things going on.
I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to let you say it. Ed, my fucking blood has gone cold. They're in space, and the fucking tin can they're on in space. It's just the two of them. It's Sunni's right here. I'm right here. Like, Sunni's not fucking with me. This thing that we're in is making that sound that you're hearing right now. And the guy in fucking Houston is like, or Cape Canaveral is like, ah, fuck, I don't know. Wow, it sounds kind of weird.
Beats me.
Yeah. Hey,
somebody go get Gary Sinise to like do some tricks with paper towel rolls.
Yeah. So what do you think's going on up there, Ed?
So... Well, there's a couple things could be at play. First of all, we both talked about, we just saw the movie Alien. So that's just kind of a creepy thing. But yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's just, you feel it. But then you also have, this is fucking Boeing.
Yeah.
This is Boeing that hasn't had competition. We talked about this. There's, you know, when you have monopolies.
Yep.
You don't do your tip top because there's not the other company. Raising the levels.
You got sweetheart deals. You're lobbying Congress. You're giving these Congress people fucking jobs. You're putting them on your board when they get like somehow that's legal. Where hey, I'm done being a congressman. Where's my sweetheart $500,000 a year board position? You know, like two, I gave you two, all these and contracts.
Two thirds of being a congressman is raising money.
Yep.
So
yep.
You get a big company. Yeah.
So quid pro quo.
You got people that like a company that has barely been regulated in decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got the minute they found out they were in it for months.
Yeah.
Old Butch got to work.
He did.
And Sunni.
Yeah.
And I think that jackhammering maybe loosened up a few screws in the tin can. That's Holy Butch's shit. Aftershocks. That's shit. Butch's aftershocks.
Shit. I didn't even think about that.
You know, once you realize it's not going to be 8 days, Butch is like already undoing his pants. He's like, okay.
And I heard that Southern accent, Ed.
Of course.
Butch has been fucking jackhammering the Starliner. The Starliner, he's knocked some fucking rivets loose.
Yes.
From the jackhammering.
They didn't put in a couple of bolts and, you know.
Look,
reinforcements.
They offed a few quality assurance engineers, as they've been known to do, as they often do. They've had fucking doors fall off aircraft mid-flight.
Yeah,
shit is not riveted together well. And then you get a Butch up there busting
Butch
nuts.
And a Sunni?
Yeah, busting nuts and rivets. Butch and Sunni. The NASA astronaut Butch Wilmore has reported a, quote, strange noise coming from the stricken. You never want to be on anything that's stricken, Ed. You never want to be stricken. No, you never want to have to rely on something that's stricken. Hey, I'm gonna come pick you up, but my Honda Civic has been stricken with head gasket problems. But I'll still come through. Yeah, shouldn't be an issue. But the radio, I've been stricken with overheating on my Toyota Corolla. Mm-hmm. I'll be fine. You don't want that. Left him
and
this
you know
colleague.
What Butch doesn't want to be stricken with?
Tell me.
Blue balls.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that might be the problem.
There's no way a Butch could be stricken with that. So I mean, he's like, I got to get to work.
I will say, first of all, it's making like abyss type noises. You know, it's like,
it sounds like a horror movie.
Yes. Yeah. It's 100% what it sounds like. I wouldn't be able to talk. I would be like this.
And then. And you talk to mission control and you want answers. And for them to be like, yeah, I heard it. That's a head scratcher.
Yes. Yeah.
Meanwhile, what?
I'd be like, Houston, we have a problem. No, seriously. Like, no, I'm saying it like the other guy said it. Like, this is real. You know, like, come get me. Come get me. But meanwhile.
Get Putin back on the horn.
Yeah, call Putin.
Get me out of here.
Call China. China will also come get us. There's other guys that can get us. And this Butch is up there like, he's like, I don't know. It sounds like LSU lies. I don't know, man. Something wrong. It's making a noise.
You know why he's still relaxed?
Yeah. Because he just came. Now. Yes. That's how I feel. There's no, it's like taking a benzo. You know, you pop it. You got a long flight. You go to the doctor. Doctor, I'm going to be on this fucking plane for 15 hours. You got something. Can you give me something? Just for this. You get on the plane. You're a little stressed out. You pop a little thing. Get a Heineken. I'm good. Similarly, you basically feel like you just came. And so this Butch is like, hey, I don't know. You hear that noise? Ding, ding. Ding. Meanwhile, I'm on the ground and my blood is curling. And Butch is like, I don't know, man. You're going to come get me. Talk to Putin. I don't know. It's making a noise. And me and Sunni, just let us know. We'll be up here. Me and Sunni are going to be back in our course.
Poor Sunni can't do any work right now because she just got butched.
Yeah, she's for. Yeah, you notice she's you don't like, hear her on the call.
Wow.
Yes. She's just that had a proper butching. Yes. The stricken Boeing Starliner space capsule, whose problems have left him and his colleague Sunni Williams stuck in orbit, Ed, for 6 months longer than they anticipated when they blasted off from Earth in June. It's already fucking September, Ed.
It's way more than the 8 days.
They've been up there since.
This is a 3 hour tour situation. This is a 3 hour tour.
Yes, except. There's no.
The Globetrotters aren't going to help you.
Yeah, they're not coming. Neither is the Japanese. The Japanese submarine captain. Wilmore radioed mission control in Houston on Saturday to report a pulsing sound from a speaker inside the capsule. I've got a question about Starliner, Wilmore said. There's a strange noise coming through that speaker. I don't know what's making it. That set off a hunt for the cause of the noise in the spacecraft that has been dogged with helium leaks and propulsion issues and is now set to return on autopilot to a landing point in New Mexico without Wilmore and Williams on 6 September after NASA decided it was too risky for astronauts to fly. They're going to be fucking pissed. Well, what's the best case scenario, Ed? They jettison the thing that's supposed to carry them home. And at Columbia's, it just fucking incinerates upon reentry. And they're like, oh, cool. Or it just fucking floats down. That parachute pops open or however it does it now. I think it's got fucking just lands. And it just fucking.
No, they must still have the parachute.
It's probably got the parachute. I imagine it's got the parachute. But then it just lands like perfectly. And then it's just like, oh, we could have been on that. Now we're up here and it's making the noise. The thing's making the noise. And it's not like you can pop through Goodyear and be like, hey, Manny, Mo, Jack, take a look. Can we pop the hood on the Starliner? It's making a thung thung. Right. Check out the thung thung over here.
Right to Omar's Discount Tires in Jersey City. That's yes. Where I go.
Omar. Yes, that's the guy.
Always has that Fox News blasting.
I go over here to Chris at La Paz Automotive, and he's a couple blocks away. He always does me solid. Never tries to upsell me. He's a great guy. That's why I would take the Starliner if I were in charge of the Starliner. Hey, Chris, can you take a look? It's making a noise. They always know the noise. Anyway, you know what I'm thinking, Ed? They're probably not that much further than that Austrian guy that parachuted from that balloon that went up to the stratosphere.
Seem like Felix Baumgartner?
Yes. Good recall, Ed. Very impressive. Yes.
I didn't know I knew it.
They're in Felix Baumgartner territory. So get him in the suit and just fucking free fall the motherfucker. You know, just.
Yes.
The thing goes off automatically. And you just come floating down in New Mexico, no problemo. That's what you do, Ed. You get Red Bull to go get their ass. Red Bull, a guy jumped out of a fucking plane and landed in a net. He had no parachute. A net caught him, and it was because Red Bull did it. Red Bull could pull this shit off. Fuck Boeing. Get Red Bull on it.
Or get Richard Branson. Richard Branson could do this thing.
He sends shit to. He was going to send Oprah to space and shit. What happened with that? Is he still doing that?
I don't know. He's getting up there.
He's getting up there. Down on his island. I think they ought to check out his island. We knew about that other guy that had an island. And you know, Obama's been there. Obama got out. First place he went was Richard Branson's island. Take a look. Go check it out.
Anyone that into hot air ballooning? You know, has problematic things going on.
Remember he was racing that other dude? They were like trying to do the best ballooning. And that other dude fucking bought it in like the Rockies or something. They just took him a couple years to find him. Imagine being a billionaire.
The world has moved on since Jules Verne, buddy. Yes, enough with the balloons.
You can do anything you want. And you're like, let's race balloons. Get the fuck out of here.
Remember the balloon almost took Dante Stallworth out.
Yes. Stunned that he was up there. Yes.
First black guy ever riding in a hot air balloon. That's he almost
first
died.
First and last. 100%. First and last. Okay. Let's talk about some people that may or may not have died, Ed.
Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
The nope and yup, I think, are my favorite.
Keeping
up on who just died.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Just chiming in on to himself.
That's so great. Ed, tell me, who died?
Pretty rough week. We lost James Darren, TJ Hooker actor, 88 years old. I looked him up, kind of recognize him, but like didn't watch a ton of that show.
Oh, I watched it because it had Locklear.
I want to say I probably watched 30 episodes in my life, maybe something like that.
You know what? I feel like it was on Friday nights.
Yeah, there must have been something else that I was watching. Like, was that competing with like, I don't know,
Hunter?
Some other show? Hunter?
Hunter was also a Friday night show.
I loved Hunter.
Oh, fuck yeah. He had those tight jeans all the time. Mm-hmm. And the sexual tension with McCall.
Yep.
It was something Jim Hunter, maybe? No, that's Catfish Hunter. Obviously it was Fred Dreyer. It was a great Rams and, of course, New York Giants defensive end. Fred Dreyer out of San Diego State, I believe. Coming off the end.
And then we also had like Spencer for Hire was in that.
Yeah, with Dan Tanna, Robert Urich.
Yeah, there were a lot of those kind of shows. So I think like I watched TJ Hooker, but yeah, it was like for Locklear. But this
Locklear had a fucking nugget. She had just a nice little onion, you know, like that was a real coming of age. And she had the rocket. She was a cop, but she had the fucking teased rock and roll video vixen hair, which I was into.
Yeah, and then the other Heather was on The Fall Guy, another show that I was all about.
Yeah, oh yeah. And now, hold on. Let's not give due to the other member of the trio on TJ Hooker. Of course, I'm talking about Adrian Zmed, the great Zmed. Right. Zmed had a nice little run in the 80s. He was in Bachelor Grease
Party.
2.
He was great in Bachelor Party.
Yes, Bachelor Party. He was the guy throwing the Bachelor Party for Tom Hanks. That was his boy. Zmed, he was in Grease 2, Bachelor Party, TJ Hooker, and then shit kind of fell apart for Zmed. Ain't seen Zmed in a minute.
No.
He had a nice little thing going for a while, and it's just no more Zmed.
I was going to say, like, there are guys from that era that fell off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But you had, like...
it still worked.
Like, Gutenberg still, you would see... Yeah. Every once in a while, even though like his era was the 80s Police Academy, but like he still got some work. And he was in Three Men and a Little Baby and stuff that. Like,
no, he had a nice little run there. And then he was recently on Ballers with The Rock. Gutenberg really did some, he got all the injections. He looks like an experiment. These days.
I know, but he was doing most of the injecting in the 80s. Yeah,
big old penis, that Gutenberg. R.I.P. James Darren.
So this
Darren.
Guy, James Darren, a little bit taller, he definitely got a good look at Shatner's piece, hairpiece.
Yeah. Shatner, older. This guy died at 88. Shatner's in his 90s, and he's like fine. He's just like, what? I'm Shatner. He's out riding his horse and shit. He just like,
the
guy is
just
unkillable. Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful head of hair. Yeah, the TJ Hooker. And look, TJ Hooker, he was a cop. He was an LA cop. He had kind of like a belly, you know. He was like, he didn't really move that well. And this was in the 80s, you know, because he was in his mid-40s at the time, you know. And now he's fucking still about the same. It's crazy.
He moved like De Niro in The Irishman.
Yeah,
like he just was not a very spry cop.
Yes, no. That's why he had Zmed. He had Zmed there to sprint after the perps. Zmed, and of course, Locklear. who else died?
We lost a man named Obi Ndefo, Dawson's Creek actor, 51 years old. I saw the headshot. I was aware of Dawson's Creek existing, but he didn't look like one of the gang. So he must have been like a guy who worked at the store or something.
51.
Yeah, the note cause of death listed.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Oh, he looks very sad. Actor who he lost both his legs, Ed.
Oh yeah, he got hit. When I was trying to read about it, he got hit by a car and lost both of his legs, and then didn't. He said he doesn't blame the driver. Very sad.
10 years. Oh, he lived 10 years without the legs. The actor had left a yoga class. Oh, this is the most LA day ever. The actor had left a yoga class and visited Erewhon Market. Erewhon Market, Ed, is like this. It's like a grocery store, but everything in the grocery store is $800. So
yeah,
you're
we've got some of those here.
You're like, I'll take this bottle of water and a little half and half for my coffee and three of these mangoes. And they go, oh, that's $2,400. And you're like, why is it $2,400? And they're like, because this is Erewhon and everything's $800. And they go, oh, okay, thanks.
Conflict-free creamer.
Yes. He visited Erewhon Market on his way home just before he was hit. Indefo's death was confirmed by his sister on Facebook. Yeah, heartbroken. I mean,
very sad. Tough life for this dude.
No legs. Never saw. We're too old for Dawson's Creek, but I know that had the Katie Holmes, right?
Yeah, it had Casey. What's Jackson?
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, Joshua Jackson, Suri's dad. That guy fucks. He does a lot of fun. Oh, they have the guy who's might be a Quiverful, James Vanderbeek. I don't want your laugh. That guy.
And then the biggest star was Michelle Williams.
Yes. I was going to say Michelle Phillips. That's right. Michelle Williams.
Yes, like she married Heath Ledger. Did she win an Oscar? Like she had a big career.
She did that very sad movie with Casey Affleck where burns down their house with their kids inside. And their relationship is very strained afterwards. It's just they don't seem to get along as well after he drunkenly, mistakenly burned down their house with their children inside of it. She's like kind of doesn't see him the same way anymore, and she got an Oscar out of it.
Yeah,
Manchester by the Sea.
I found a way to watch Schindler's List. That one, still haven't found it. Like, I'm never like, you know what I'm in the mood for? Let's see a movie about dead kids.
I saw it at the theater. I did not know about the accidental burning to death of young children when I saw the movie. Very good movie, though. Yes. Okay, RIP that guy.
RIP Leonard Riggio, the man who built Barnes & Noble into the largest U.S. bookstore chain, 83 years old. I got to say, I don't read as much as I should. I always love the smell of going into Barnes & Noble.
That's great.
The smell of those books.
Yeah.
And like there's like one and maybe two in New York City, but I haven't been in a Barnes & Noble in years.
There's one not that far from here. And I agree with you. I love a bookstore. And there's one not that far from me. And what I like doing is I like going into a Barnes & Noble and then asking one of these kids that works there for a book, because these people love to fucking read books. And
and they're so excited to have a reader.
They likely have read the book you're asking for, and they'll take you right to it, and they'll recommend you other books by that author. And you're like, bro, you are fucking, you're making minimum. You are way into books over here. So yes, it is. You want the mom and pops to still survive, but the fact is, nobody's reading books anymore. You know, like the fact that there's even a chain of bookstores left is pretty remarkable.
We lost Fat Man Scoop, rapper, 53 years old, collapsed on stage. Look, I didn't know him. He apparently was a club rapper big in the 90s.
Yes. He had some features, apparently. He featured on Missy Elliott and a Mariah Carey song. I'm not familiar with Fat Man Scoop.
But I will say, you don't see a lot of old fat men. Like, if you're named Fat Man, it's because you're very fat. You don't I could stand to lose a few.
Sure.
But I'm not known as Fat Man.
No.
If you're known as Fat Man,
It's,
you know, it's going to be tough to be dancing and rapping on stage.
You don't
see a lot of white-haired dudes named Fat Man.
No, that's true. Now, speaking of that, did Fat Joe get deflated? Did he get
because Big geriatric? Big Pun went to the Great Beyond, Fat Joe's like, you know what? We were like the fat guys together, and I need to take care of it. And I think he's done a pretty good job. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Keeping himself together. Because this he was deflated a long time ago.
Yeah, he was pretty fat. But he was only like one Big Pun. Or he was, Big Pun was like two Fat Joes.
Big Pun was like bigger than a refrigerator.
He was
so wide.
Yes, he was. He was huge. And then we also lost a while back the great Jamaican act, Heavy D.
Heavy D. Now that we found love.
Yes. Yeah. The banger. I mean, straight up banger. Heavy D, again, much like Fat Man, you don't get a lot of heavy living into their 60s and 70s. You know, you top out in your 40s and 50s usually if you're a heavy or a fat man.
And then we also lost the big Hawaiian dude who played the Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the ukulele. Yes.
Izzy, because he's got that real long name that I can't. Kunamazinum, and yeah, yes,
he
yes.
Had a moment, he was. You know, come on,
he was
too much. Big boy pun spam. Size.
Yes, yeah. he was huge, and you always see that picture of him floating in a pool.
Yep,
because that's like he probably had to do that a lot because his big old body, it would just put a lot of stress on him. And you get in a pool, you're very buoyant, and the pool
suddenly feels light again.
Yes, it holds you up. Yes, R.I.P. Fat Man Scoop. Neither of us had ever heard of him.
Truly one of the terrible stories of the week. We lost Johnny Gaudreau, Columbus Blue Jacket star. This dude won he was like a 7-time All-Star, and he won the Lady Bing Trophy, a good dude. 31 years old. He and his brother were riding bikes the day before his sister's wedding, and both were killed by a drunk driver.
Yes.
Somewhere in New Jersey, I saw.
New Jersey, yeah. Very fucking, I mean, it's
awful.
Too tragic. And the circumstances of the crash are horrible. They were riding on kind of like a highway or a busy road, and a semi moved over to get around them because they were riding bikes on the side of the road, and this fucking drunk idiot tried to pass on the right hand side where the guys were riding their bikes and just took them out. It's fucking awful. Horrendous. Very sad. Yes.
And finally, we lost Hvaldimir, the beloved beluga whale and alleged Russian spy.
Yeah.
Age and cause of death unknown.
Yes. So I looked into it. They're thinking he was either 14 or 15, Hvaldimir. And good pronunciation on that, by the way, because I would have had a hard time.
What in whale years? I mean, they're mammals. Do they live?
Yeah,
like human kind of mammal years.
Well, they're saying that. See, I think they don't know because they're saying that a beluga can last about like 30 years. But remember, SeaWorld somehow still operational. I just saw a commercial for it. SeaWorld's open.
Come on.
Really? It's open today. We can buy a ticket tomorrow and go to SeaWorld. SeaWorld, they used to tell us, they go, all orcas have their fin laying over like that. That's just normal. And they go, and also, all of them live to about 35 years old. There's orcas that they've tracked in the ocean now that they think are 125 years old, Ed. They live really long lives. So this, I don't think they know about, I mean, that's just my guess.
SeaWorld expected life expectancy is a different number.
Yeah, when they're dropping dead every couple weeks in captivity, they go, well, it's just their time. You know, Shamu, 13, was 19 years old. Like, that's when they go, don't worry. We trapped another one in the Puget Sound and we're bringing it in. The body of the animal nicknamed Hvaldimir, how do we know that wasn't his given name, was found floating off the southwestern town of Risavika. So this one, we've seen this guy before because he had a viral moment where somebody dropped something in the bay and he swam down there and got it and brought it back to him. And that was, I think that's the same guy, but he was a trained spy for the Russians. So Ed, maybe. Hear me out.
Okay.
Maybe the CIA slipped him a fucking murder cigar. Like they tried to do to my guy,
Fidel.
Yeah. 600 times they tried to
kill him. Didn't they try to kill him like over 600 times?
Yeah. And Justin Trudeau's mom let him kill it. And by it, I mean her pussy, because he, Justin Trudeau is the love child of the great Fidel Castro and Mrs. Trudeau, apparently, is the rumor. Yeah. R.I.P. Havaldemir. Who's, oh no, this says 60 with an estimated age of about 15. See, Ed, foul play. With an estimated age of about 15, Havaldemir was not old for a beluga whale whose lifespan can reach 60 years. He first approached Norwegian boats. I believe Norway still murders whales. Aren't they a whaling? Japan, obviously. Well, Iceland. Yeah. I think Iceland, they serve Iceland. Whale in restaurants. Yeah.
Yes. I was at a restaurant that was serving whale.
Did you sample the whale? You can tell us. It's okay.
No, I actually was tempted, like, yeah, just to be like, yeah, you know, but in the same way that, like, I've had zebra sliders before. Oh, like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
just tough. Yeah, it's,
you know what? You know what? Like, I was at this, there's a market in London, and they, like, had these exotic... You can get sliders of, like, these exotic things. I was like, you know what? These are all shitty versions of a beef burger.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, it's no thank you.
Like, you go to a place and they're like, oh, this place has a great ostrich burger. And you're like, oh, yeah. Better than a fucking 80-20 sirloin burger? I don't think so. There's no way. No, we
never better.
The French are like, oh, have some horse. Oh, that real muscular thing? No. How about we have the thing that we make super fat? Because the fat tastes delicious. Like, let's have that instead.
Yeah.
It's also
there was a slight temptation, and I was like,
why not?
Or I could just eat something that I know I'll enjoy, whatever it was, and then I don't have to have a shitty meal.
But in Iceland, it's like, aren't the choices like have the whale or have this fish gelatin that was like, it was like, it used to be a fish, but we just put it under the restaurant for 6 weeks, and then we take it out and we put it on your plate. And look, now it's this beautiful gelatin that smelled up the whole room. Is that what you chose to have instead?
No, I probably chose to have like spaghetti. Like the food there, it's not for me. I loved going there so much, but I was warned, and especially we were there with like, I don't know, 5-year-old and 7-year-old.
Oh yeah,
we must have brought like 60 granola bars and shit like that. We were just feeding the kids goldfish. We were just jamming them with snacks the whole time.
Like little microwave mac and cheese, like the little cups of mac and cheese that you put in the microwave. Yeah,
yeah. It was like all kinds of shit like that. I was warned to do that, and also buy all your beer at the airport because it's only going to get more expensive wherever you go. So like, as soon as we got off the plane, I was like, all right, Michelle, I gotta buy beer. She's like, that's kind of weird. And I was like, well, just, you know, we're gonna be road tripping with young kids. Like, I need to take the edge off at night sometimes.
Honey, it's no big deal. This is why I upgraded the rental car, because I'm only gonna get 6 cases. Okay, just it's fine. We're gonna be here a while. It's no big deal.
We're gonna be here for 5 days.
Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports this week?
Well, we've got a college football coach that's becoming more increasingly unhinged. Yeah. Dabo Swinney. He now won't take live calls during his radio show this season, after getting bodied by a guy named Tyler from Spartanburg.
Yeah, Dat Boy. Dabo is short for Dat Boy. That's his professional.
He is just the most combative dickhead with people questioning anything. They're like, hey, coach, everyone's doing stuff in the transfer portal, but you're not. And he just, or like, you know, any NIL things, he's very dismissive of anyone like asking questions. And it's like, yeah, buddy, the game is evolving and you're not evolving with it.
Let's hear from, you want to hear from Tyler in Spartanburg?
Yes. Halloween, Don, to you and yours. Don, obviously today, and I saw part of the press conference earlier today, Dabo asked everybody who they were going to dress up as for Halloween, and Phil Kornblut said, Tyler from Spartanburg.
I think he's just like a known guy that's always calls in, but he called in, and this was Dabo's response.
Tyler. You can have all your opinions that you want.
Imagine if I went on a rant like this every time one of our listeners watched this podcast and told me how ugly I was afterwards, because it happens every week. Yep. What? What's he fucking calling plays? Tyler from Spartanburg calling plays out there? How's he fucking part of the problem? He's just watching the game.
11 wins. 11 wins in the most watered down ACC possible. I mean,
yes.
Horrible.
And a huge loss to Florida State, who went on to win, to never win another game. Florida State may never win another game in the history of football.
I mean, it's bad. It's bad. Yeah. Those are the two schools that sued the ACC, because they're like, hey, we are above taking on Cal and Stanford, and we should be allowed to leave if you're going to.
We recently launched this show on video, and I've heard it from a lot of you. Yo, B, what's up with that hairline? No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options so you can find what works best for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/baller. That's hims.com/baller for your personalized hairline treatment options. hims.com/baller. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Bring these garbage schools, and they both, well, they're a combined 0-3 now.
Yeah, I love it.
All you do is the appreciation, the expectation is greater than the appreciation. And that's the problem. And so, you know, we've won 12 10-plus win seasons in a row.
He's,
that's happened three times in 150 years.
This guy makes $11.5 million a year.
The national championship for 35 years. We've won 2 in 7 years. And there's only two other teams that can say that, Georgia and Alabama. Okay?
Now, he definitely gets fired after this year, right? Like, his, like there's no more. Didn't he get one of those, like, lifetime contracts, though?
He got a crazy good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he had that one guy that likes to get fingers up his ass. And what's his name? Deshaun.
Oh, Watson.
Watson. Yes. Yeah.
And then Trevor Lawrence.
That guy got him a national. Yeah, oh, yeah. And then Trevor Lawrence. That's right. Yeah.
So, I saw the high school rankings, quarterback rankings, you know, a few years ago. Number one was Bryce Young, who went to Bama. Number one pick is now in his second year in Carolina.
Yeah.
Then number two was DJU.
Yeah.
The guy who's shitting the bed for Florida State.
Yeah.
Right now, he's on his third college and he's doing terribly.
But he went to Clemson first, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And number three was CJ Stroud. So he identified the wrong guy out of those three.
Yeah, that's great. Good. Fuck him.
Yeah, he's such a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
He hates gay people. He's a dickhead.
Yes. He's a dickhead. He sucks. He's not, the game has passed him by. He's fucking wound way too tight like the rest of these guys. His brother was into child CP. I don't want to say thing on, yeah. His professional name, his name is David, and professionally he calls himself Dabo, short for Dat Boy. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck off.
Dabo. What else is there?
Speaking of losers, Joey Chestnut ate 83 hot dogs yesterday in victory over Kobayashi on Netflix. And my question to you is, who's putting on Netflix? To be like, if it's 4th of July and ESPN's on and like people just kind of see it.
You're waiting for the game to start.
It's a big baseball day or whatever. Yeah. I could see it just sometimes appearing. But for someone to like search for it on Netflix, there's got to be a shame spiral. Attached to that one.
So obviously I didn't watch. For some reason, I pictured them doing this on Zoom, but they did it live in Las Vegas. And
I thought Kobayashi was like out of the game. Like he had stomach problems or something.
Yeah. The Nathan's people fucked him over. Remember.
The OG.
He invented this method of throating two dogs at once and then dipping. Look, it disgusts me, but it's the state of the art. And
it's
wouldn't
the Fosbury flop.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. A perfect analogy. People just used to try to eat the hot dog real fast with the bun. And Kobayashi, Japanese innovator, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a little ahead of the game. He goes, well, why? How come I got to eat them at one? He would eat two at a time, just the dog. Then he would dip and the buns in water. There's nothing more gross than when something a little wet touches bread, and then you go to take a bite of it, and you're like, Kobayashi, he didn't care. He wanted to be the best, and he was the best.
It's the wet genes of food.
Yes. Disgusting. But unfortunately, Kobayashi gave birth to this guy, Chestnut. And look, this is no one expected Kobayashi to win. He's been out of the game a long time. This is a cash grab for him. And I support
support the cash grab. Yeah.
Yeah. This is like Mike Tyson's going to fight Jake Paul. Maybe like this is like it's embarrassing, I guess, but it's so much money that he has to do it. He should do it. Similarly for Kobayashi. But Chestnut versus Kobayashi unfinished beef, as it's called. Look, it gets sadder by the second. I just read something that almost made me cry. This is so depressing. The event was hosted by Rob Riggle.
Oh my God. Bully comedy.
Yes. So he has one kind of funny scene in Step Brothers. He's on Saturday Night Live. He's never funny one single time.
No.
He used to be a Marine or something. Once Marine, always Marine. Why am I getting beaten over the head with this Rob Riggle still to this day? He's never made anyone laugh one single time. And yet he is like, getting jobs.
He's just the bully. He's a bully. This is my thing. Like, fuck off.
Yes, fuck him.
I don't need to be bullied.
Yes. He's a sea hair above Ken Jeong on the least funny. Considered funny people. Oh, don't. No. You're not going to tell me.
No.
You got Ken Jeong's comedy CD.
No. What I'm going to say is,
I'm here to listen.
Rob Riggle's scene in Step Brothers. I know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny because of the other things around him. I would say for a one note guy, Ken Jeong's one scene where he's naked coming out of the trunk in Hangover was a funnier moment by him than Rob Riggle's ever had moments.
Okay, and I'll give you that.
Both are insufferable, but I would just say his one moment was over Riggle's one moment. He's at one moment,
Riggle's at zero moments is what you're saying. And I'll give you that. Yes, I think you're right.
That's all I'm saying. But one moment only. He's been not funny or entertaining since.
Yes, 100%. Kobayashi's been in the gym, Ed.
What?
Kobayashi might be doing 75 hard. He's jacked. What happened to Kobayashi?
Hang on a second.
Check him out, Ed. He came out.
God, look. But I click on the article and immediately it's that wincing Joey Chestnut look. Click through
the.
Oh yeah. There's like the 19 slideshow. Photos of this.
Yeah, it's picture seven.
Oh my god! So many pictures.
Look at the look at the tries. Of course, my man's got buys and tries.
Shaq shows up. No. Buddy, you can say no to some things.
Well, that's for the pussy. You know, like this. It's in Vegas, you know? There's going to be some bitches there.
Who's this female host?
Kenny Champion? Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some pipes, Kobayashi.
Yeah, he's gone sleeveless to peacock the guns. Look, yeah, Kobayashi's no fool. Looking.
The pictures of,
Yeah, he's disgusting.
And then he's to just cap disgusting. It off, Rob Riggle. Come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, very sad. Do we know how many Kobayashi did? Because 83 is a record. No one's done 83. Even Chestnut's never done 83.
Well, one of the pictures, it showed like it was 50 to 43 or something like that. So yeah. I assume Kobayashi got in there, but
83 to 67. I mean, 67's a fair. That would have won Nathan's 67.
Can you imagine eating that many and then being like, "Nah, you still got blown out."
Yeah, I lost. Very sad.
Happy shitting for the next day and a half.
What else?
We'll just stick with somebody we need less news about. Taylor Swift is now drawing up plays for the Chiefs, according to her boyfriend Travis Kelce.
Like
I get,
we guys, we're just fine with these Kelce's
celebrity. I get her celebrity.
Yeah.
But the fact that we've got to attach it to everything else with the NFL, it's too much. It's too much that the Kelce's have to, like, it's like, this is the meal ticket for the Kelce's now. Like they went from being excellent Hall of Fame brothers,
great players,
to now being transcendent to, like, I'm sure my mom knows who the Kelce brothers are right now.
Yeah, I know. That's such a bummer.
She would never know who these people
are. Look, I didn't even know. I'll be honest. Like, I'm not the biggest sports fan. I didn't know until they went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago that there was a second Kelce. Of course, I know Travis Kelce. He fucking beats the Chargers twice a year by himself. Like, I know him.
But an interior lineman, if you're not, like, I knew a about center? Him because Washington plays them twice a year.
Yeah.
And so they would talk about him like as being one of the better centers. But like, if you're a casual fan, why would you ever know about an interior lineman?
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I haven't looked it up, but I know it's apparently these two dudes have a podcast that they got
a gazillion dollars for, right?
Yeah. They sold to Amazon for tons of money. And, you know, me and you are sitting here doing this, you know, like this is like, I'd way rather listen to us than the Kelce's.
Yeah.
You know, and look, they're in the Taylor Swift business. Good for them, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. I've had enough. It's enough.
But you know, his teammates have had enough. Football. She's calling plays. Like, of course she's not. Andy Reid. He's not like, oh yeah, Taylor Swift gave me the idea for that one.
Yeah. No. She understands the plays.
Well, let's
play Madden. She's like, come out in the man tiger, or she's like, she just points
quick
out
slant.
Like,
yeah, quick slant,
quick slant,
or reverse, which never works in a video game ever.
What about
it works
fake
sometimes
punt?
Really well. Yeah, fake punt never.
Yeah,
it works so well sometimes in real life, but in video games, it's like, okay. Here comes a 10-yard loss.
There's always that one linebacker that stayed at home. It's fucking the Sam stayed at home. Look at him. Somebody stayed. He played contain. He stayed at home. And look, he ran him down. Loss of two.
Well, we'll just stay with the overexposure brothers angle. We got the Manning brothers. They recently recorded a 10-minute song and dance Manning cast musical as a promo for their upcoming season.
Now, and I want to tread lightly here. Are we positive that it's 100% legal to have Eli doing this kind of stuff, like recorded, like just considering what his condition, like his,
right.
It's fine that he can just, get out there and dance. Hey, Eli, dance, do your dance, buddy. And he's like, hey, right. And he does his dance. It's kind of exploitative in my opinion, you know,
like, do they shake keys at him?
Or yes, get him, exactly. Like, yes. Yeah. They do something. Yes.
I feel like I'm like the whole Eli Manning experience is like gaslighting me because especially I live in the town, like Eli lived in Hoboken for like 7-8 years and every like local bullshit commercial, everyone just, it's just assumed. And he'll be in the Hall of Fame because he won some Super Bowls. And like, I'm really not sure if he was ever that good. Like, he was like kind of an average guy, but like their defensive line shuts down the undefeated Tom Brady team and they give him the MVP. And it's like, you scored 20 points against a bad defense. Like, that's what is happening? Yeah. And then like the fact that they're just selling him as a personality is mind boggling.
Both of them. Look.
Yeah.
Peyton, they came out,
not a great personality. Eli.
No. Yeah. They came out with this Manning cast a couple years ago, and I was hearing from people, they're like, oh man, you gotta watch this Manning. It's Monday Night Football, but it's the Mannings and they're having fun with it, you know, and they got their buddies come by and I turned on this Manning cast and it was like a fucking morgue. And I'm like, what? This is like
you're staring 45 at
seconds
staring.
Of silence. Yeah.
And they're just like
There's literally nothing happening. No one's talking. It's so fucking. And then when they do talk, they're saying shit I do not give a fuck about. I'm getting no insight. I'm like, this is, be like, watch this.
Yeah, send out the punt team there. they got a punt. They got a punt. Yeah, I agree. They can't go for it here. It's 4th and 13. Just punt.
That's a perfect. That's what I saw. Right.
Yeah, that's what I saw the one time I watched it.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Horrible. Enough of the Kelseys. Enough of the Mannings. I don't need it. I don't need any brothers. I don't need any ex-athletes. Like, let's stop trying to normalize this shit. Let's stop trying to reinvent shit. Let's just have it like we like it. No more. Ed gets it. Okay. Let's play some voicemails. Speaking of Taylor Swift.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus, so fucking boring. And worthless.
Ed, it's starting to get darker earlier. Do you see my lights?
They're looking nice.
Yeah, I've strung up some beautiful pink lights. I'm a little, like, I'm still glowing because it's so fucking hot. Ed, it cooled off. This weekend here, Labor Day weekend, it's pretty nice. It was like in the 70s, low 80s, right?
That's nice.
Yeah. And I was sitting out, you know, I haven't been drinking. So I was sitting out some doing 75 hard. I was sitting out in my backyard. I was smoking a cigar. And Fan texted me and he was like, hey, how's the weather out there? And I go, oh, it's perfect. And I go to take a picture of the weather app to show him the weather. And as soon as I open it, it's like 73 degrees. And as soon as I click the picture, I look just below that severe heat.
It's coming back.
Yes. It's supposed to be, and it got hotter today. The next couple of days, it's supposed to be in the 100s, 100 degrees. Like I don't like,
oh, man,
unsurvivable. Like I might die. It could be the end of Brian. So RIP me if I don't show up here next week.
Yes, it's really nice. Now I'm worried that I was thinking we were. Yeah, no, we've got good weather here.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
I'm good for a while.
Yeah. A couple of voicemails. Here we go.
Hey, Brian and Ed. David Bray, thank you very much.
I believe this is Jeff in Denver, who with the snake and the We don't have to go back into it, but
the garage. He's got the pot in the garage.
Yeah, the pot.
Yep. What I was waiting for. That's the content I think that we all wanted. Yeah. As for YouTube, guys, I'll subscribe to give you the numbers. And I might comment for the algorithm.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm not gonna watch my podcast mostly because I listen when I'm driving anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
As for Snake update, Snake's still alive, eating. Seeing rats now, so that thing has gotten huge.
Yeah.
And all the paraphernalia for the snake is gone. It's put in the bin, and I would imagine in some landfill somewhere in Colorado where some homeless guy is going to find my fucking tongs.
Yeah, but he's burying the lead here. He's feeding it live rats. That's why he doesn't have to reboil the. Because for the listener, Jeff in Denver, good guy. He's got a daughter. She wanted a snake. He got her the snake. It's a ball python. It's the most popular snake. And he was having to feed it
for
mice. Frozen. Pinkies, yeah. And he was getting frozen mice. And look, a snake does not fuck with something that's already dead. It needs to kill. It's not a scavenger. It's a fucking predator. It kills its fucking meals. So you got to trick it into thinking the mouse is alive. So Jeff in Denver was having to boil. He was boiling water, putting the mouse in there.
In his kitchen.
Boiling it in his kitchen. And he claims he was keeping that pot separate from the babysitter's mac and cheese pot. We don't know. Kids.
He said it. You put it in the garage, but you just don't know. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. We got to use a lot more pots and pans. Wife goes to the garage. Yep. She's like, I saw some pots out there.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Yes. Yep. The stuffing. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. That's hairs. Yeah. It's hairs. Or maybe a little mouse claw gets in your mouth. Yeah. Yeah. That reminds me, Ed. Remember I had my rat issue? Well, about 4 days later. And remember, it was a big deal. I had to fucking scoop it up. I had to put a box on top of it. It took me half the day, Ed, because I had to keep reattempting because I was terrified of it. And look, I know I'm a pussy. Eventually, I was able to put a box on top of it. I was trying to shovel, but the shovel was just pushing the rat away from the box. So then I had to get under it. With another box, and then I was able to lift up. So I'm holding one box down, and I got a piece of cardboard under, and I'm holding it like this, and I go and I throw it in the trash. Dealt with. About 4 days later, I go out there. There's another fucking dead rat in the backyard. This time, the girlfriend was home with her kid, and I'm like, hey, babe. I go, do you want to maybe do a little science lesson and show that your son, the dead rat out here. And she's like, she knew it was up. She's like, yeah. She's like, hey, do you want to see? And so they go out there and look at it. And I'm like, and I'm fucking keeping my distance. I'm back here like this. Well, hey, how's it going? And the son's like, hey, you got to come on. Yeah. Come here. See, you got to see. And I'm like, I'm good.
Fine.
And he was very descriptive about the trials of life that were happening to the thing. What shows up. Not long after a thing dies. And then, I'm not really saying anything. And then the girlfriend's looks at me and she goes, you need me to pick this thing up, pussy? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I actually do need you to pick it up. And so she dealt with it. But then, not 2 days ago, sitting out in my backyard having a cigar. And I noticed my neighbors have these those banana palms. Where rats nest in those. And if you see those palm bushes, they're real nesting bushes for rats. And I see that they've trimmed them. And I'm like, that's where those fucking rats were coming from. But also, we live in a condo and it's backs up to a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the top of a hill. And it's got a glass, the wall is glass. And on the other side of it, there's like bushes. And when we first moved in, the bushes were small. Now they've gotten big. I'm sitting there having my cigar. And as I'm looking, I see a fucking rat come out of the bush and run. Yeah. Yep. Run along the fence. And I'm like, God damn it. And then not 10 minutes later, I see it fucking head back, runs back and back up into the foot. So I know where they're living. I got to move, right? Or I got to burn the place down, right? Or
I, got to burn everything.
Yeah, burn. Just like start lighting shit on fire. It'll get rid of the rats, right?
Yeah.
I can't live with rats.
I can't have rats here.
Where's Kyle?
I have an issue where my bike ride, like every day I pass far from my apartment.
Yeah.
There's been a dead rat.
Yeah.
Just decomposing. And I pass by it like twice a day, every day. And I'm like, won't someone deal with this?
Yes.
I mean, not me.
And you get the biggies. Like it's not small, that rat. They're big fucking rats. It's a New York City rat. Like those things are big.
Yeah. And I keep passing it and it keeps getting worse and maggoty and it's awful. And I pass it every day.
No. Fuck that. Fuck rats. And this Jeff in Denver's bringing him into his home alive and feeding him. He's got to probably grab him by the tail. I couldn't do that. I don't have the. No. It's alive. And he's got.
This is like Tom Green in Road Trip.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen that movie.
He was excited when they go on the road trip. He stays back and he's like, can I feed your snake?
Yes, that's right.
And he's like, but you got to wait. Like 2 days or something. You cannot feed him too often.
Yeah.
So he's like, you got to wait.
They'll just ignore it.
And so he's so excited. And then when it's time to put the thing in, he's feeding it a mouse.
Yeah.
The snake just isn't doing anything. And he's like, come on, eat it. And he's like cheering for it. But that's what I pictured Jeff doing.
Yeah, exactly. Now somebody gets him out in Road Trip. Is it Michelle Trachtenberg or is it Lizzie?
Smart.
Amy Smart.
Amy Smart.
She married a hockey player.
She did?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she had a moment and then.
She did. She was very cute.
She was very cute. And I think I saw her like in a, Lifetime. Like she's gone that kind of. Her moment is over.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
she's still working, but she was a big deal for a few years there. Yes. She was in that Ryan Reynolds movie, just something. He was like, he used to be fat and he came back.
Yes. Yeah. You can't do movies like, you're not allowed to do movies like that anymore. Oh, no. Speaking of, I Don't Want Your Life. She was in that Varsity Blues.
Right. That's right. This was all in like the late 90s.
She had a run. She was on Felicity. Yeah. She followed this with the lead role in the college sex comedy Road Trip 2000 and co-starred in Jerry Zucker's ensemble comedy Rat Race. She had
Mad World remake. Yes.
Ashton Kutcher. That means he got it, right? Mm. Smart co-starred with Ryan Reynolds and Anna Faris in Just Friends.
Just Friends is the movie I was talking about.
Followed by the sports drama Peaceful Warrior. It's winding down here.
I've never heard of Peaceful Warrior.
No. Subsequently starred in Tyler Perry's comedy The Single Moms Club.
Oof, Tyler Perry.
DC CW superhero drama series Stargirl. Okay, hold on. She's from L.A. Did she marry a hockey player? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
Oh, you know who you're thinking of? I know who you're thinking of.
Oh, yeah. No. She's married to Dion Phaneuf. Elisa Cuthbert.
Yes. And Elisa there's Cuthbert. Somebody fine. Took pictures.
Yeah.
I remember this. Someone took pictures of him popping the question. He's on a balcony or something. And then she, I think, goes down on him right after.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Right.
Yes. Yes,
you see her accepting the, and then you see the next picture is her
beautiful
blowing him on the balcony.
Yeah, she's a worker. This chick's married to somebody called Carter Osterhaus, who's like a host guy, HGTV. Mm. So not what I was thinking of. But again, huge fan of Amy Smart back in the day. Oh, let's finish this. Sorry, we're just look, we digress.
Pot, coffee mug, that's the.
dead mice were put in, and I'm sure that's his fucking kitchen utensils now. So hope he's enjoying that. Anyhow, yeah, I was going to say something about the Sid Vicious thing, too.
Oh.
So Sid Vicious, broken leg into Google, and yeah, I don't think anyone wants to see that.
I sent it to Ed.
Especially when he holds his leg up.
I saw it.
Yeah.
It looks like a floppy dog.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Also, Jeff in Denver. Yeah. We talked about Sid Vicious, the wrestler, because he died. And I said, I only know him because he's got that famous, very famous gif of him. And I didn't realize he was jumping off the ropes, but he jumps off the ropes and he lands awkwardly. Yeah. Because he probably weighed 260 pounds, you know, and you're 260 pounds from 10 feet in the air coming down on one leg.
He turns into a horse at Santa Ana racetrack.
Yes. He's rolling around.
Too big a frame for those little skinny legs. Yes,
it's true.
Compound fracture right out of the gate.
Yeah, that was troubling. Thank you for that, Jeff in Denver.
And I don't blame you, Jeff. I do watch my podcast. I listen to them.
Yeah, it's me either.
If you want to watch, great. If you don't, that's great, because I don't watch any podcasts.
But also do everything that Jeff just said. You go to the thing, you subscribe to the channel, you leave a comment, you do, but you then don't watch. But do the work, people.
Right.
Go and do the thing.
And it's not much work.
No, it's very little. Although, here's another thing. I'm thinking we may be some type of shadow banned, because everyone tells, they're like, meanwhile, look. I'm on Twitter. I fucking put out a tweet every week with a link. Then we also have a website, theballlifestyle.com, where I tweet a link to both the audio and video version of the show. But additionally, I have included in the show notes of this show, whatever podcast app you're listening to, if you just click the Baller Lifestyle podcast, which some people are unable to do apparently, there's a YouTube link there. There's also, if you go to theballerlifestyle.com, there's a pinned link at the top of the page with our red circle, our YouTube. It's findable. You don't have to search for it.
Are there comments? Like, I didn't even realize that. Like, are people commenting on the videos?
Yeah, they're probably like, Brian's ugly. Like, that's most of them. Oh, is that Ron Jeremy? No, we've heard it. Yeah. Yeah, there's people 150 commenting.
150 people watched?
Yeah.
What are people watching?
I know. We're very popular.
It's crazy.
I know. Here's another voicemail. So yes, it's findable. Go subscribe, even if you're not going to watch it there. Just subscribe. It fucking takes 1 second.
Hey guys, Super Lee.
Super Lee.
Just want to say I really appreciate the YouTube aspect of the show.
Oh, thanks.
I think you guys are doing a great job. I also like how you guys have really leaned into wrestling the last couple of weeks.
That's kind of weird.
And talked about Sid Vicious.
So these guys have a thing where they think I'm secretly a wrestling fan. And look, it's not my fault. I know a lot about a lot of shit. And I was very much a wrestling fan. And then I turned 11. And that's when my wrestling fandom ended. So that's fine. I know the guys who were popular up until 1985 or who got their leg broken badly in a gif. Like, that's who I know. That's who I'm familiar with.
Great detail. You talked about Roman Reigns' uncle or dad or both.
Yeah, he was one of the angry Samoans.
A whole bunch of things. You guys are doing a great job. Yeah. Just really embracing the demographic out there. And I appreciate it. I also want to wish everyone a happy Lee Day, which is what I call it. When the day that my wife and kids go back to school, my wife's a teacher, so it's not creepy. But they go back to school, I take the day off and do whatever the fuck I want.
That's pretty
for
nice.
An entire day.
Yeah.
It's the absolute best. I avoid responsibility as best I can. And who knows what adventures I'm going to get into, but it's always a great day. And then lastly, can we talk about the monster that is Ben 906? Oh. I love the guy dearly, dearly.
He's bowling correspondent.
But he's talking about having a Christmas tree up on November 1st.
What?
And
whoa.
That's some ungodly bullshit. And
whoa. We
publicly shame for that. I know we'll talk about it more on the after show, but I want you guys to shame him first so we can react.
Whoa.
Oh, and then lastly, Brian, you've been talking a lot about Kelly getting pegged a lot. And all of the making fun of Kelly.
Yeah.
I just want to know, is there anything that like has preempted this onslaught of Kelly being peg talk, or is it all about just because he doesn't subscribe to the YouTube or the Red Circle? Thanks.
No, there's nothing. There's the only reason I bring up Telly being pegged is that I've heard he's into it. That's what people say. I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I don't know. I don't begrudge him his predilections. If he likes to be pegged, that's great. You know, it's not, it's no skin off my back. What was so the other thing he said? Oh, Ben 906. Yeah.
Oh, but I, well, yeah, I'll get to Ben 906.
Please,
thing.
Please.
So well, I was just looking at comments on YouTube.
Oh, Brian's
and
ugly.
Somebody said, I'm still pissed about Ed's comments about Coach Smith, but I'm glad you guys are doing well.
Who's Coach Smith?
And then I see it's.
Oh, is the, that the. It, yeah.
This says it's the I know who they're talking about because the username is Tar Heel CB. Yes. CB1. So yeah. Dean Smith? I don't know.
Dean Smith. Dean Smith had Alzheimer's and lung cancer at the same time. Like, what's. We love Dean Smith. He's great.
I don't.
What? I mean, he's an icon, Ed. Smith. He smoked a
UNC?
Lot of cigarettes.
Yeah. UNC?
Hey, Coach Michael Jordan. You like him, right? You're a big Michael Jordan fan.
He's the reason they had to add a shot clock because he just would do the four corner offense and throw the hell out of everyone.
Yeah, just pass it around.
Yeah, but
he's effective.
I don't know what I said specifically. Like, I didn't love him because he coached a rival school, but like I don't really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wondering what I don't, maybe
that must be a long time
ago. Theories. Well, he had that very late in the game. He like retired right before school was gonna or the season was gonna start, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what comments I had about him, but
I mean, he died in 2015. He died in 2015, so we couldn't have much to say about him recently. And I will say this: Dean Smith, he liked to have a sip of Grandpa's old cough syrup. There, I mean, this nose of his is. Looking really unhealthy. Yes. Dean Smith, American college basketball coach, called a coaching legend. Yeah, I mean, come on, 36 years, Ed? A couple national champions. How many? During his tenure as head coach? 11 Final Fours, Ed.
But the whole thing, it was the Chris Webber timeout game. I think that was his first,
that's right?
He had been crazy successful, but it wasn't until that Chris Webber timeout game that he won his first one.
Yes. R.I.P. I mean, Ed can say fuck Dean Smith. Like that's
no,
I
truly don't care about Dean Smith.
I don't care
about him at all.
No. You know who I will also, you know who I will agree with you on also is Coach K. Fuck Coach K. I don't like rats in my backyard or on my sideline. And also how much Kiwi number two shoe polish is that guy putting his he's in his late 70s and he's got fucking jet black hair and he's showing up on The Bear, which people insist to me is a comedy. How The Bear is a comedy? It's a guy crying about his cousin cooking cheeseburgers in a fucking $300 t-shirt. Now you don't like the show. You like that it's something, it's some noise in the background. You're not like I can't wait for the next Bear because you've never laughed once at The Bear. Don't lie to me, Ed.
I'm not saying I find it like hilarious. I just
or
like,
funny.
What's funny? No. Yes. What's funny about it? I just enjoy it like as a show to watch. But like
background noise.
It's not a comedy.
Yes. No, it's not a comedy. But I'm told it's a comedy. Fuck The Bear. Fuck Dean Smith. Fuck Roy Williams. Fuck Coach K.
Oh, definitely fuck Roy Williams.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, fuck I don't really Bobby care Kremins. About Dean Smith, but I did. Yes. Hey.
Yes.
We talked about Bobby Kremins.
Beautiful hair. Yes.
He had needs. He had a big, big mop
beautiful.
And he had needs.
And beautiful hair. Yes.
But the worst. I can't even think about fucking Roy.
Roy Williams. Yes.
Roy Williams.
Look, he Jim Boeheim. Look, there's a whole
he'd
list
say
of them.
Dag Nabbit, and then he was doing all kind of shady shit, and he'd be like, "Well, but I don't cuss."
Yeah. Now they're just allowed to do that shit. You know, with North Carolina had a class just for football players. Like it was like, oh, here's
the tutor.
Like,
and,
Yeah,
Tudor was just doing everything.
Yeah, and now it's like, look, it's a professional sport. Like college basketball and college football is a professional sport. It's just a professional sport in which the workers are not compensated. And now they are compensated, but not by the actual institution. You know, this is right. it's a workaround, and it's bullshit. But at least they don't have to we don't have to pretend that they go to class anymore, which is ridiculous. In November 1st, is that a good time to put up a Christmas tree, Ed? The day after Halloween? Three weeks before Thanksgiving, the greatest holiday on the fucking calendar?
My love of Christmas is...
You wrote a book about it!
Yeah, I loved it so much I wrote a book about it. And I love getting a Christmas tree and all that. That's day after Thanksgiving stuff for me.
Of course.
That's when I do it. Day after Thanksgiving. Because, yes. Right, why do we want to rush past the great Thanksgiving? It's the great
the best holiday, on the
holiday and then it kicks off Christmas season.
Yeah.
What are we doing? We're rushing away skipping right Thanksgiving? Through Thanksgiving? Come on.
Yeah. We're going straight from Halloween to Christmas. The fucking best time of year is between Halloween and Christmas, and that's thanks goddamn giving.
Yeah.
You get drunk. You eat tons of food. You watch football. There's no gifts. You get your family together, your friends. Sometimes. I'll tell you a story. One time. This is right before the end, Ed. This is right before the end. I was going away. The end came on Thanksgiving, actually. Thanksgiving was the end. And I was like, well, I guess this is the end. And the other person was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, hold on. I'm being euphemistic here. But before that final Thanksgiving, we were going to be away with friends for Thanksgiving, which we often did, which was fine. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, let's do like a little family Thanksgiving like the week before. And I go, and I'll cook. This other person was perfectly capable of cooking. They were a very good cook, but they put it on me. That's fine. I go, I'll cook. I'll go to Costco and get the stuff. I went to Costco and I go, oh man, Costco had like lots of fucking good pre-made shit. And I was like, I'm just going to buy all this pre-made shit. Like, it's just my family. They don't care. You know, it's like, I don't need to smoke a turkey, whatever. I go, I'm just going to get all this stuff and, you know, it'll be great. It's just, all this food's good. So I get all the pre-made shit and I bring it home and she goes, they, just a person, could be any person, someone goes, what? She goes, but you're going to tell your family you made this. And I go, no, I'm not. And she's like, yeah, just say you made it. And I'm like, why the fuck would I do that? That's fucking psychotic. I'm going to say I bought all this food at Costco. Isn't it good?
Stolen valor.
Yeah, I don't fuck it. Because I can cook. I'm comfortable with the food I make. But I'm like, hey, we're going out of town. We're doing a week before. Look, it's just to get together and eat. And the food's good. You know, it's good food. I don't have to pretend I'm the guy that made it because that's nuts. If you do that, you're a fucking crazy person. And that's, that was, look, anyway, that precipitated the end. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to move on. We're going to do a bonus show, audio only. Click the link in the show notes, redcircle.com. One here, one there for subscribers only. We love you guys. We will see you in a few minutes. Check us out over there.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And then how soon thereafter did she take your silverware?
It was by the...
Did you have silverware to eat that Thanksgiving?
No, I didn't. No. Yes, it was the end of the year. It was before the end of the year, things the break had come, Ed. But I was like, what? Then a thing happened on Thanksgiving, and I'm like, this is just fucking... That's for the red circle. Bye, guys.
Goodbye. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And when